Hey everyone, happy belated Valentine's Day. I hope that you had a good Valentine's Day, whether you spent it with loved ones or if you just... Ow, I just scratched my face. I move around a lot when I'm talking, I don't know why. But yeah, I hope that you had a good Valentine's Day, whether you spent it with loved ones or if you just, had some nice alone time. I hope that it was good. Anyways... normally in these I go through like life updates or I just talk about really random stuff. So yeah, as usual, I made like a little list of things to talk about. I don't have that much to say this month, so hopefully this is still relatively long, because I would hate for it to be like a 30-second clip of me saying, "Hi everyone, I have nothing to say, love you, bye." So I might have to talk really slowly to make it long enough. I've been doing a lot of Epsom salt bubble baths. I talked a little bit about this last month, but it's so relaxing, I love it so much. I got this like bubble stuff. And it smells like berries, and so, yeah, that's just amazing. I just wanted to talk about that real quick. let's see, also, yeah, I've just been doing a lot of self-care kind of stuff lately, and it's been super nice. It's like every evening is a spa night. I've been doing these, like, facial massages, and I got a dry brush, which is like this exfoliation kind of thing, and it also has all these health benefits, like it increases blood circulation and stuff like that. So yeah, sorry if this is boring, I don't know. And then let's see, on a different note, I bought a rowing machine a while ago, and I've started using it more regularly, so that's been really nice. It has like a rowing setting and then also a bicycle setting, so I can do both. It's nice because I can like bike while I watch TV or a movie, so yeah, that's another thing I've been doing. I made a protein shake the other day. I'm being so healthy, are you guys proud of me? and then, okay, this I want to talk about because it's interesting, and then it's also really funny to me because it just sounds kind of ridiculous. But it's called, I don't know how many of you have heard of this, it's called earthing. And it's basically when you walk outside barefoot, and, I feel like a hobbit or something talking about this. And so, basically, when you walk outside barefoot, the earth has different frequencies, and by stepping on the ground barefoot, it's really healthy, and there are a bunch of health benefits, like mental health benefits, because humans were made to interact with nature. So, I don't know, that's just very interesting. So, yeah, the other day I went walking along a nature trail, and I took my shoes off. I wore socks, though, because I wasn't sure if... I don't want to step on, I don't know, bugs or sticks and have it be painful, so I wore socks, but I think that still counts as earthing. But you know what? It was so nice. It was really fun. I felt like a little woodland fairy. And yeah, I felt very happy and like rejuvenated afterwards. So, I don't know. I guess it does help. So yeah, if you want to leave your shoes at home and just walk along some dirt, I highly recommend it. Just wash your feet afterwards, because otherwise that's kind of gross. And then, let's see, so yeah, I did that. I went to a basketball game a few weeks ago. I went to... Oh, I went to the pet store recently. I went to PetSmart and I looked at cats because I kind of want to get a pet. I go through this phase every once in a while where I think to myself, I should really get a pet. And then, of course, I never do, but it's still fun to think about. If I were to get a pet, I would want to be very sure in my decision. Obviously, I don't want to just, like, spontaneously decide to get a dog or something, because that would probably be a bad idea. But, yeah, so I went to the pet store, and I looked at cats there, and, I don't know, I think I was hoping to go there and then have, like, a really strong emotional bond all of a sudden with one of the cats, and then that would help me decide that I should really actually finally get a pet. That's what I was hoping to happen. But it didn't. I didn't really, I don't know, they were cute, but I didn't have any kind of, huge love at first sight kind of experience with any of the cats. So if I were to get a pet, I don't even know what kind of pet I would want. I kind of like the idea of getting a reptile because I feel like that's just so cool. If I were to have like a pet snake or something. But then at the same time, you can't really, you know, you can't really cuddle up with a snake, and so one of the reasons I would want a pet is so that I can, like, cuddle with it, or take it for walks outside, or rather than just stare at it in its cage. That doesn't sound very fun. So yeah, I kind of want a dog or a cat, but I don't know. I don't know if or when that would happen. But yeah, like I said, it's just fun to think about. My family have never really been pet people, I guess. So I didn't grow up having like a dog or a cat or anything. I did have hamsters when I was really young. but they bit me a lot. I don't know why. They were evil little hamsters. So, I don't know if I would want hamsters again. Probably not. Also, the cage smells kind of bad. And they run on their hamster wheel all night long. It makes that squeaking sound. I could not. Imagine if all of my audios from this point forward had, like, hamster squeaking sounds in the background. That would not be good. Anyway... What else? I really want to clear out my closet. I want to do a whole spring cleaning type of thing. So I kind of want to buy new clothes also. Because I don't really have that many clothes to begin with. And I suddenly don't like my clothes very much. So I'm kind of wanting to... maybe go shopping. I don't know. I love shopping. I love going to the mall and looking at clothes, but I never end up buying anything. I just look and I just think about buying stuff. I'll see something that I really like and that I really want, and then like half the time I won't even buy it. And then I'll think about it for like a month, and then I'll finally decide, okay, yep, I'm gonna get it. And then I go back, and then it's not for sale anymore. That's happened quite a few times. So I need to work on my commitment issues when it comes to buying clothes. So yeah, I really want to go to the mall. I'm actually planning on going on a beach trip this weekend, which I'm really, really excited for. And so, there's a mall in that area, and so I kind of want to go there and maybe do some shopping while I'm at it. That'd be really fun. I think that's mostly everything that's been on my mind lately. Ooh, okay, last thing, and then I'll go. I'm reading a book right now called Maybe in Another Life by Taylor Jenkins Reid. So I'll talk about that real quick, so that way this audio is a little bit longer. Yeah, it's really good. I love the premise a lot. It's basically, the premise is that a girl named Hannah has moved around a lot in her life. She's lived in a bunch of different cities, and she's finally decided to move back to where she's from, which is LA. So she's back in LA, and there she reunites with her high school sweetheart. And so they're at a bar together, and she is kind of given, she can't decide if she should stay at the bar with her ex or if she should go home with her friend who she is staying with. So she can't decide, and from there the book takes off in two different directions. And so each chapter is a different version of what her life would have been like depending on if she had decided to stay at the bar with her ex or go home. So yeah, it's really interesting. I've never read a book like that before. It's kind of like that movie Sliding Doors, starring Gwyneth Paltrow. I don't think I ever finished that movie. I can't remember why. I think I only saw like half of it. But, it kind of has that same, I guess, premise. So yeah, it's really cool. I'm only a few chapters in, but, quick spoiler, she just got hit by a car in one of the versions of her life. So, that's not good. I hope she recovers. That would be really funny if she just died and that was the end of that version. I hope not. Let's hope that she lives. So, yeah. Yeah, okay, I guess that's everything, so I'm gonna go now. Thank you for listening. I appreciate those of you who care enough to listen. It's really sweet. And yeah, if you just find these relaxing or whatever, I appreciate you listening. So yeah, alright, I'm gonna go now. Lots of love. Mwah.